بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم باب تلقين المحتضر لا إله إلا الله. This is the chapter on encouraging the dying person to say لا إله إلا الله before he passes away. عن معاذ رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من كان آخر كلامه لا إله إلا الله دخل الجنة. رواه أبو داود والحاكم وقال صحيح الإسناد. Mu'adh radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one whose last words, in other words before passing away, "La ilaha illallah," then he will enter paradise. So in other words, this is referring to that person who recites the kalima "La ilaha illallah" at the time of mort, at the time of death. And this is a clear sign that this person is a believer. And this is what we talk about, having khatama on iman. Allah give us death on iman. So whoever reads la ilaha illallah just before passing away, there is no deity worthy of worship besides Allah, then he will enter paradise. And he'll be safe from the fire of Jahannam. Of course, if a person, if he committed sins in the world, Allah Ta'ala can forgive him if Allah wishes. Allah puts the person into Jahannam and cleanses him and purifies him. And thereafter, because he had iman, Allah Ta'ala then admits him into paradise. Wa Nabi Sa'id al-Khudri radiyallahu anhu qal, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, laqinu mawtakum la ilaha illallah. Rawah Muslim. As Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiyallahu anhu said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, encourage your dying person to say la ilaha illallah. So many times, the person is in hospital or at home, and now he is in Sakrat, or he is leaving the world, he is passing away. These are the last few moments of his life. Rasulullah encourages us, the people, the family people, people around the person who is passing away, to make talqeen. Talqeen means to recite the kalima la ilaha illallah in the presence of the dying person aloud. So by us reading la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, we're reminding the person now to recite la ilaha illallah so that he also repeats these words. One should not force the dying person to say la ilaha illallah. So talqeen means we should read it aloud so that this person now, he may hear the words that we are saying, the kalima la ilaha illallah, and he also recites it. Many times the person is in sakrat, and that's the time when shaitan is coming with full force to try and deviate him and make him die without iman. So he's suffering some intense pain and the whisperings of shaitan. So now, if you are going to force him to say la ilaha illallah, and if he says no, la, I'm not going to say la ilaha illallah, then you are the cause now of him leaving this world without iman. Therefore, we are encourage him to say la ilaha illallah in a very gentle manner. And the easiest way is, talqeen means we must read it aloud. And the moment the person reads La ilaha illallah at least once, then after that we don't tell him anything. And unless he then speaks some worldly things, then again we make talqeen La ilaha illallah, so that his last words are La ilaha illallah before passing away. And we did the hadith this morning, that whoever says La ilaha illallah, whoever's last words are La ilaha illallah, he will enter Jannah. And other ahadith also say that we should recite Surah Yasin, around this person who is passing away, and this also will help the person who is on the verge of death. Allah Ta'ala's rahmat will come. Allah will make it easy for him to pass away with iman. May Allah give all of us maut on iman. Wa akhiru da'wan alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.